Welcome, shalom, and namaste. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Back, you're tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can tune in every Friday night and hear the colors and see the music. That was a track from Virgo Rising, an awesome mix, available online at starseedenergyradio.com. Check it out. And just to give you a little intro, I'm your host, the one and only Jonah Bolt. It is Friday, January 7th, 2011. And we have some really interesting and some really, really exciting, crazy, call it what you will, news to talk about tonight. A lot of things have been happening since the new year. And it was a great New Year's. Want to wish everyone a happy New Year's out there. And all the planets are retrograde right now, where all the planets are going direct. All the planets in our solar system are direct until January 25th. So it's a lot of energy hitting the Earth right now, a lot of good things happening. And joining me tonight, I have a guest on the show, is Dr. Mo. Dr. Mo is a not only a musician, he is a performing songwriter, an author, a poet. He's also retired psychologist with 36 years experience in the helping profession, and he's joining me on the show tonight to talk about some of the earth changes and things that are happening. And first, I'm going to get into a couple of the news headlines that have caught my attention since the last show a few weeks ago, before the holiday. And that will lead us right into Dr. Mo and the rest of the show, because it's so much to take in, so much to talk about. It's really exciting times for a lot of different reasons. And when I see things like this and articles like this and I read them, it's just more and more signs that things are changing, things are coming. And it's exciting. It's exciting on so many different levels for people. This one definitely caught my eye. We all know how the winter is here in the U.S. We had 12 feet of snow dump in the mountains here in the Northern California region in the last couple of weeks, as well as U.K. snow flights have been canceled and roads closed as a Arctic weather tightens its grip all over Europe. U.K. has been shut down all over the board, all across, and it's more of like a 2010 gone wild. That was an article I saw that just talked about the nonstop earthquakes, the heat waves, the floods, the volcanoes, the super typhoons that hit, the blizzards, the landslides, the droughts, all of them totaling over 250,000 people, which have lost their lives this year just to those alone. And it's speeding up, and it's more. And those are the signs. Those are the signs that things are coming, and they're exciting. Also, one of the most exciting things that I think came up, and this just came up today as I was looking some more into the news, from my own home state in Florida, a magnetic shift today shut down Tampa Airport. The article came out today, the 7th. Shift of Earth's magnetic north pole impacts Tampa's airport. They were shut down. If this article doesn't wake people up or give you a hint that things are changing. Another article I saw, which was on AOL, which was front page, which I was surprised. They have a word for it, which they call a flockalypse, A-F-L-O-C-K-A-L-Y-P-S-E, and magnetic pole shift. It's AOL giving it a name. So someone came up with a name. It's a flockalypse. It's a flockalypse and a magnetic pole shift. That's the name they're going to use to cover up the magnetic pole shift, which it really is, and that's what's happening. Which also, what we're going to get into later in the show with Dr. Mo, is talking about the North Atlantic Current, the Gulf of Mexico, and what's really going on down there, because there's so much news to cover tonight. Also, that came up today in the news, and this one just really hit me hard. Birds dying in Italy. Thousands of turtle doves fall dead from the sky. This is happening in Italy on Wednesday all over the city. Thousands of dead and dying birds all over the city. Countless turtle doves were found scattered in the streets and in flower beds. And also all over the city. So, birds are dropping in the Vatican. If that doesn't ring a bell to people, I don't know what will. It just doesn't get any clearer than that, you know? It's out of all the countries in the world, just happens to be Italy, and it happens to be turtle doves. So go figure that one out. You know, in the past week, similar to this incident, there's been mass animal deaths, which have been reported all across the world. Thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands of birds have fallen from the sky in Arkansas on New Year's Eve. Also similar to that, they found dead birds in Louisiana, Kentucky. Also similar instances were found in Sweden, in China. 2 million fish were discovered dead in Maryland, with the other fish kills also reported in Brazil, New Zealand, Arkansas, approximately 100 miles from the bird incident, and 40,000 crabs washed up on the England beaches in the past few days as well. Now, if that's not enough for you to digest, and this came out today in the news, in the mainstream news, Yahoo, AOL, Google it. It's there. This is the stuff we're hearing about. So if this is the stuff that's making it to the media, and this is the stuff that we're hearing about, think about what's else is going on in the world that we're not hearing about, and all the countries and all the other animals and all the other birds that are dropping dead. And this is the stuff that's happening. Doves are dropping dead in the city, in the Vatican, in Italy. If those aren't end of times or signs that something's going on, something a little different, maybe I should do a little research and see what's going on, then I don't know what is. More news, Stanley Fulham died. And Stanley Fulham, if you don't know him, Google him. Very well known. One of his last things, he died and warned that ETs will intervene and save Earth's collapsing ecology. Which, if Stanley is correct, is very close to happening. Also, breaking news coming out of Argentina. The Argentina Air Force announces a committee to study the UFO phenomenon. Now, that's pretty big, because that, to me, is a military that's publicly announcing that there is a UFO phenomenon, that there is something else going out there. And they're announcing an entire committee on their Air Force to handle and take control of it, or learn more about it, whatever they're doing. It's a big breakthrough just to see that in mainstream media, as well as something you don't want to see, but how they publicize it is this headline: how a freak diversion of the jet stream is paralyzing the globe with freezing conditions. Okay. Now, to people that don't know what's going on in the world, that just looks like, oh, it's a freak, you know, diversion, the jet stream, the whole world's freezing, and it's some freak thing. Well, people that do know what's going on, or people that are thinkers like myself, would say, well, what stopped the jet stream? So what I came up with is this new headline, which is how BP stopped the jet stream and is paralyzing the globe with freezing conditions. That's a little bit more fitting title for what it should say than what they're publicizing in the media. It's not a freak diversion of the jet stream. The North Atlantic current has stopped. It's stopped. If anyone's seen the movie The Day After Tomorrow, it's based upon the North Atlantic current stopping. More headlines for you. And this is all in the news. This is all news that you should Google, research yourself. I encourage everyone to do that. I only found this myself by researching. But look at some of the outer news sources. Don't look at the CNNs and the Fox News and the MSNBCs. You need to do some more research, Google some more, and get to some real news sources. Go to like naturalnews.com or whatreallyhappened.com or whatdoesitmean.com or educate-yourself.org. An excellent, excellent site filled with information, knowledge, cures for cancer, sound healing cures for AIDS, HIV. The answers, the cures, the technology is out there. Educate Yourself is an excellent, excellent website. Educate-yourself.org. Check out Florida Oil Spill. You want to know what's going on in the Gulf? FloridaOilSpill.com. Check out TheRealNews.com. Check out TheRawStory.com. These are all different news sources, different outlets from all over the world. Most of them uncensored and unfiltered, most of them with a lot of the real news. Most of it, all the news that I report here on the show. So those are some of the headlines for you. I'll leave you with this headline coming from the Daily Mail out of the UK. Brace yourselves for a mini ice age. This winter set to be the coldest in 300 years. So if that isn't depressing enough for you, I'm going to play some nice comforting electronic house music to lift your spirits and your energy and your vibe right back up. Because that's what we like to do here at Starseed Energy Radio, and that's what we're about, is raising your vibration and raising your energy. Not about the sadness and the craziness that's going on, but to be aware of it. Because to be aware is knowledge, and to have knowledge and be awareness in these times is survival. So to get these stories and get these things out there is most important. That's what we're about. So without any further ado, I'm going to play some more of the Virgo Rising mix. And when we get back, we'll be joined with Dr. Mo, and we're going to get into some more of the headlines and news going on in the world today. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And you're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was some more of the Virgo Rising mix. And joining me now back on the show is Dr. Mo. Dr. Mo, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Jonah. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, too. I'm up past my bedtime.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to you earlier, and I know it's up late, so we appreciate you joining us tonight.
No problem.
I gave a little bio before about yourself, but give us a more in-depth bio about when you were awakened, about your music, your new album, Now Is the Time. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, I started exploring this kind of stuff in more detail and with more powerful intention in the 80s. And so I was there in the bookstores even before they had New Age sections, identifiable New Age sections. And Shirley MacLaine came out with a book called Out on a Limb, out of which a movie was made, and it was about her spiritual journey. And those were the kinds of things that were showing up in the 80s. In the early 90s, I met someone, a psychic, who said that I would be channeling at some point, and I thought that was just ridiculous. I'm a scientist. I'm a grounded kind of person.
Of course.
But in the early 90s, it did happen. The connections were made. I was ready for it. And since that time, I've received, I've probably got 4 books now of material, hundreds of poems and short stories, 1 novel, a nonfiction book called Conscious Evolution, a book on recovering from grief and loss, and about 120 songs in my songbook, 50 or 60 of which I've brought to a pretty decent demo level. And then more recently, I've taken the best of the best, and I've just completed the work on a second album, the follow-up to Now Is the Time. And this is the best of the best of those songs that I've received over the years, and brought to a pretty decent level of recording quality. And so they're ready now to complement the message that my other work complements. And when I talk to people, we talk about, for me, it's always about connecting to the heart and the feeling center. That was the story when I was a therapist, guiding people through their own traumas, whether it was something going on in their life now or whether they were recalling some trauma from childhood, like physical abuse and sexual abuse and very, very scary kinds of things that people typically block and drive underground. But in later life, these things tend to come out. You can't bury those kinds of things. You can in the short term, but in the long term, they're going to come out. And you cannot successfully do your spiritual growth without dealing with these issues, without dealing with any unresolved hurts, pains, losses. So grieving, although we always associate it with losing someone, grieving is actually, for many of us, an ongoing process. And grieving just simply involves, feeling the pain and hurt of any loss. And that could be the loss of your childhood or your adolescence, or a relationship, or career. It could be anything. And that's part and parcel of growing. You don't block these things up. You don't wrap them up in some kind of leaded box and stuff them away somewhere. You work your way through them, and by working your way through feelings, you heal. You heal those wounds, and by healing those wounds, you move on. New things attract you. And so at this stage, 17 years later, I talk to my guides pretty much every day. They bring me material for my videos now, my new website, nolosthope.com, which three of my books are online. There can be read online, and or they can be purchased, but they can be read online for people who can't afford to buy books. So that's kind of the big picture of where I'm at, and so I, along the way, I find my way to people like yourself. And someone else cropped up this week. And I call those cosmic coinkydinkies. I like them. I think that's the source's way of working his her magic by bringing people together when they need to be together. You know, when we need to learn from each other or share something with each other, we're brought together. And get out of the mindset of your ego controlling you. Learning that that your ego is not your friend. Your ego is always competitive and wants to dominate. But your real self, which Carl Jung talks about, not really available to you until you're in your middle age. It's not quite true anymore. A lot of people your age or in their 20s and younger are connecting with their higher self, their inner self. That's the key to everything. Once you're connected with that, you know you're God. When you know you're God, you cannot hurt anybody else because hurting someone else is hurting God, and you're God. So it would be like chopping off your own arm. It's foolish. And that's the state of consciousness that the first dynasty of Atlantis had. It was called fifth dimensional consciousness. That's where we're going now, back to. And that's what 2012 is about, and that's what I'm all about right now.
Yeah, and that's one of the hardest, quote-unquote, concepts that I come across, even talking to my friends and people that I speak to about this to try to awaken, is that we are gods and goddesses. We manifest and create every day, really. And it's a hard concept to get, but it's truth. And when I looked over your website and checked everything out there, you have the same information and knowledge that I'm passing out here. I'm doing directing a little bit differently, but it's the same truth, and it's the same thing I'm doing. You just had a different style. It's the same thing we're all doing, just by one, trying to attract that right person to have that little switch turned on in them.
Yeah. Well, we need to unite like this, Jonah. We need to find each other, talk to each other, share what we know, and share this. It's a bit of a lonely journey right now because there's not a lot of people engaged. Those numbers are going to rise. When I was talking to you yesterday, I felt jealous because you're in this community where you can walk down the street and go into any restaurant, and there's likely going to be somebody there talking about these new concepts. It's not an alien thing where you are right now.
Yeah, just to jump on the back of that, but I was actually in the gym yesterday and was in the sauna afterwards, and there's two guys in there, and I just asked them, a question about how long to be in there. Next thing you know, the guy answers back with, the Indians, they did these spiritual journeys, and then the other guy jumped in, and he starts talking about, I'm like, only in Asheville, you're sitting in the gym, and next thing you know, you're having a conversation about truth, about what's going on. So it's definitely good, and we need to be around like-minded people to spread the word. And what we talked about before is all the stuff that's happening in the world, like the North Atlantic Current.
Oh, man, there is an awful lot happening. Earlier this evening, I watched another Jesse Ventura episode, and this one was about the false alarms associated with climate change. We'll talk about the Gulf in a minute. I know you want to talk about that. I just want to touch on the because climate change and the Gulf Stream situation fit well together. And given the winter weather and the shutdown of airports and all over Europe right at Christmas time, everybody saw that. If you go on the web, if any of your listeners are sitting in front of their computers, and you go to Google and do a search on Gulf Stream Stopped, three words, Gulf Stream Stopped, and there's a ton of information on what's going on in the Gulf Stream, and there's a ton of videos and images available for people, and from the scientific to, the not-so-scientific. But the climate change thing that Jesse was addressing was the conspiracy involved there is to get everybody worried about climate change, and people who control the levers of industry. And a name came up that I know because I'm a Canadian, the name of a guy named Maurice Strong, who was a very, very high-profile guy in the UN and is now a consultant to the Rothschild family and to the Chinese government. And basically, there are industries or organizations that are going to make a ton of money off this whole business of selling carbon credits to different industries.
Yeah, they're going to charge a carbon tax, the stuff we breathe.
And getting us ready to accept that.
A carbon tax.
So let's go back to what happened in the Gulf Stream and what happened to England and the British Isles and what happened to them at Christmas time. Their weather, something I just read today, their weather is now beginning to look like Russia's weather. Can you imagine? The British Isles with Russia's weather. Anyways, if you go to Gulf Stream Stopped, you will see videos and you will see satellite pictures of the Gulf Stream basically dead. It's not doing its job. You will also see images of weather patterns moving from east to west, which is absolutely the opposite, the backwards of our normal patterns. Our weather comes from the northwest and swooshes across our Canada and the U.S. and always moves towards the east. Well, all these weather patterns that affected those areas that are normally more temperate in the wintertime in Europe and the British Isles, all those weather patterns are backwards.
Yeah.
It's right there. The images are there from the satellites. It's all backwards.
It's like in Australia now. It's snowing in Australia.
Yeah, you brought that up. Yeah, and that's
it's their summer. It's their summertime right now. They've had the floods where people have lost their lives, which they've never had worse floods in over 50 years, and now it's snowing in their summertime. It's everything is backwards. It's with the birds, dropping out of the skies, and
there's something else. I've only heard a few news reports about that, but you've got three states now that have had, hundreds if not thousands of birds just drop from the sky out on the middle of the road. Sure. We've seen some pictures of that. Like, what's going on there? Are these states anywhere near the Gulf region? Because BP poured tons and tons of Core Exit. It's a very, very poisonous chemical dispersant to life, to sea life, to any life. It's people living along the Gulf now. Some of them are experiencing symptoms associated with this. So I'm just thinking out loud at this.
Sure.
If birds have been drinking water that's now been polluted with Core Exit because the waters of the Gulf go into marshlands, and marshlands are where birds flock and where they hang out when they're either going north or going south. So they have to be poisoned by some common ingredient or some common location. But these are not good things.
Absolutely not.
These are not good things. Bad weather in Europe is not a good thing. That's how ice ages start. Major weather patterns change. Temperatures drop just a little bit. It doesn't take much on a global basis. And all of a sudden you get a creeping ice age. And certain parts of the planet become completely uninhabitable.
Sure, and that was one of the headlines out of England just a couple of days ago. Brace yourself for a mini ice age this winter, coldest in 300 years.
This is
mainline. This is the news. This is the head news, the big news. AOL, CNNs. These are even on these news stations, they're reporting it to people. it's signs everywhere all across the board as this creeps in. It's just from what I see, it's just ramping up the speed of things. It's accelerated now since the new year.
Well, this dying and arrested Gulf Stream also affects the eastern U.S. because it flows up along the eastern U.S., along the Carolinas, and along maybe all the way up to New Jersey before it moves across the ocean and goes over to Britain. Well, what are they going to need that they didn't need so much of before? They're going to need more fuel. Mm-hmm. So who's going to profit from that? I like Jesse Ventura's his bottom line statement is, you want to know the truth, follow the money.
Yeah, that's right. And from what I understand and read, and this was months ago about the North Atlantic Current that was stopping, because I read about this a few months ago from FloridaOilSpillLaw.com, is the BP with all the chemicals, they sunk it. They sunk all the chemicals. They slowed it down. Those millions and however more than trillions of gallons and the whole charade that everyone thinks the oil leak stopped, and you talk to people about the oil leak didn't stop. It's still leaking. It's leaking all over the place. And there's people sick all over the Gulf. Now they're dealing with that thing called the Blue Plague, which was BP's one of their big ideas to come up with a synthetic microorganism to eat the oil. And now what it's doing is eating the coral, it's eating the animals, it's killing things, and they don't know how to stop it. That's another thing that transpired from this whole Gulf oil thing is this synthetic microbe that's eating everything up down there.
And what were they doing drilling into the top of a volcano?
Well, I mean, that whole thing from the get-go was a false flag operation, and their insurance policy ran out that day. And they had just increased their thing 2 weeks prior to that, where they tripled their insurance. We'll return on or whatever it was. I mean, that whole thing was a false flag, and I said that the day it happened. It was just... And it filled one of the Hopi prophecies, which was the seas will turn black, one of the last Hopi prophecies to be fulfilled. So it was definitely a sign that something bigger is going on here than just this oil spill. And we're not done hearing about this. The Webbot predicted ill winds would transpire from this. So we still have that yet to deal with, but I think that these birds dropping out of the sky, if they're not dropping from the chemtrails...
That's biblical, isn't it?
They're dropping
birds falling from the sky, isn't that biblical?
it's just
you know, it's like the plagues, right? The seas running red, or in this case, running black, birds falling out of the sky, things, animals, plants, insects, dying for no apparent reason. that's biblical.
It's like the article I read. The title was "Birds Dying in Italy, Thousands of Turtle Doves Fall from the Sky." And the first thing was, I was talking to a friend when I read it. And I said, "Is that's where the Vatican is? Correct?" They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "If that doesn't get any clearer of a sign that Italy, the doves are falling dead from the sky, they must be freaking out at
Italy." The peace doves.
The ones, the cardinals and all the priests, they let go in the air. They must be freaking out in Italy right now. I mean, but these are mainstream news articles. This is really what's going on, and this is the stuff that only we're hearing about. Which, to me, I'm thinking, well, what's the stuff that's going on? What are the animals and birds that are dying that people in the areas that there aren't people to report this? How much of the earth is inhabited with people that...
Lots of places. But the earth is populated. We're already hearing plenty about these things. I find actually quite poetic that doves are dying and falling all over the Vatican and St. Peter's Square. I think that's pretty cool because that's one of the places on the planet where, as far as I'm concerned, is the most toxic pollution going on. And it's all their lies about what their religion is supposed to be. And it's just a big fat camp for a bunch of fat people who pretend to not have sex and who claim the right to tell women all over the world how to manage their bodies and whether or not people can use condoms. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
but people have to wake up to these things and have to let go of these things because as long as you give these institutions, these organizations power, then they will control you.
Sure. Well, that's what they did. They took what was truth, and they twisted it to their truth, and that's what you have for religion, for mainstream religion now. It's not the truth that we were meant to learn. It's their truth.
Business.
It's their stories.
It's a business. They're rich. They've got jewels and gold up the yazoo. They're all fat. So follow the money.
Yep. He's Jesse Ventura. I like him. I've watched him for a while. And he's definitely onto a lot of good stuff. And he's definitely, it's as good as the Ancient Aliens series out there, which I talk about a lot. It's on the History Channel. And the information is more than out there. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And, all it takes is just, doing something different, just opening up your mind to this stuff. Just do a little search, read something of your own, think about yourself for a second and say, let me just check this stuff out and read some of this stuff. And, once you have something that resonates with you or something that you feel, that's all you need.
Feel.
And then you're off, and that's what we're trying
really
to do.
Good advice, Jonah. Everybody needs to do this search for themselves. They first, typically, they start off as curious. The net is just an awesome place for any information.
Mm-hmm.
There are the extremes, so there's the stuff that is nonsensical. But on average, if a story has legs, if something that starts off as a rumor then starts to find some ground in terms of good substantiation by people in the know and some in-depth investigative reporting, then it's not BS anymore, which is what the powers that be would like us to believe. I mean, that's the game they've been playing with the UFOs since the 1940s. They're weather balloons. They're still weather balloons.
Oh my God!
The thousands of people who've come forward and talked about it, and the people who have been abducted and
2 million
subjected
to things
Americans on ships. It's disinformation. Disinformation. Let's get some pictures of a downed weather balloon, and let's get this particular person who reported a UFO to backtrack on what they said and say, "Oh, I was mistaken."
Sure.
They'll say that because there's a gun pointed at their head, but that's how you discredit the whole thing.
Sure, and they've been doing that for a long time. As long as there's fear around, and as long as they're pumping fear to everybody, then everyone's going to live in fear. And the changes that are coming, and I tell people this, and there's places that are going to get bad, there's places and things are going to happen, but that's their reality. That's not my reality that I'm creating. I'm creating a different type of reality with different like-minded people. I'm not going to be in those, take part in creating the chaos that will follow, or the insanity in some of these places, or feed into that, because we're all going to co-create a new earth together. And we have to start thinking like that now, because the energies are hitting the earth now. People are instantly manifesting things now. I mean, I'm witnessing that every day. I'm sure you are too. It's very,
and it's only going to ramp up in the next 2 years. We are now under 2 years to December 21st, 2012. This particular year is probably going to have some amazing things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Energies are just continuing to ramp up, and then there's going to be the climax come the fall of 2012, and the alignments, alignments with the cosmic center and the galactic center. An event that only happens every 26,000 years, it's going to be here. The Mayan calendar ends on that date because their seers, their people who could project into the future, couldn't see beyond that. And that doesn't mean, the paranoids want to believe that could mean Armageddon and the end of the planet. That's not what it means. It means a shift from third-dimensional consciousness to fifth-dimensional consciousness, and a reactivation of all those dormant DNA strands that science has referred to as junk DNA. It's not junk DNA, it's disconnected DNA, because we've been living in the third dimension in carbon-based bodies, And what Jesus Christ was talking about in terms of saying to people that greater things than these shall ye do, he was talking about the capabilities, the innate capabilities that will be there once all the pieces are connected or reconnected as they once were in the proverbial Garden of Eden, which was the first phase of Atlantis. It was the Garden of Eden. And so all of these DNA strands, instead of the two that we have now, there's 12. So there's 10 sitting there, or five pairs sitting there, waiting to be reconnected. They will be reconnected for those people engaged in the ascension personal growth process and getting ready for what's coming, or being part of what's coming. Getting in the flow means you're going to benefit from all those energies. You know, so, and people like you who are very sensitive to these things, you're going to be noticing differences from month to month, if not week to week, in terms of the energies that you're feeling.
Mm. Yeah, and it's definitely noticeable, not only to me, but as I've told you and others, like, one of the simplest things and what I do with people is, you know, give them a crystal to hold. You know, I just give people crystals now. You know, it's like, listen, you know, do you feel anything? Yeah, I feel like, you know, electricity. You know, oh, really? And you know, it's just it's little simple things like that can just spark somebody, and I've seen it happen, and it's awesome. It's beautiful. Some of my friends just over the holidays were awakened. You know, they saw this or saw that. Now they're emailing, questioning me, and that's the magic. That's all it takes is just that one little spark or interest. Because we're human, we're curious. We're gonna want to Google. We're gonna want to know. You know, we just got to get the word and the knowledge out there, and us humans will do the rest. We'll figure it out.
I agree with you. You know, spark that curiosity, and you do that certainly by. This little strategy that you've developed by just handing people a crystal and letting them feel things, that's a great thing. But your enthusiasm and what you represent and what you talk about is also a beacon. And curious people will pay attention, and eventually they'll start digging on their own. When they dig on their own, then they're taking their own evolution into their own hands. And that's what I call conscious evolution. Conscious evolution means you are no longer a victim of circumstances. You are no longer a victim of your childhood or whatever nasty and negative events happened to you. You are in control of your life, and you are. The more you connect with your divine nature, the more control you have. And that movement is basically the showstopper for fear. When you believe in yourself, when you feel strong from within, when you've connected with Source and you know you're eternal, fear doesn't hold a candle. It cannot do anything to you. So the 3D people who like the current arrangement, because at the top, you know, they're sitting on top of, you know, tons and tons or mountains of money, they don't want things to change. They certainly don't want people to become curious and question and then do something called ascending, where they, in actual fact, don't care about material products anymore, or not as much. And so, because the whole current system is built on production of things and consumption of things.
Consumption.
And we've gone way past the production of things we need. We are now well into the production of things we don't need. So advertisers have to try to generate an artificial need. So that's why most advertising is aimed at the young, because they're still naive. They still don't know that there's games being played, you know, behind the scenes of these product launches and these game launches. They don't know that somebody is pulling their levers, pressing their buttons, and they're opening their wallets and handing them cash.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an awakening when this stuff really does surface. That the government's been allowing Greys to abduct millions of Americans and do experiments, DNA experiments, and all this stuff, because all that's going on, it's real. You know, there's military people that have come forward. They're getting old in their age. They don't care anymore. They just want people to know, and they're speaking about it. And all that stuff is going on. It's real. It's very much real. And you know, it's happening. It's happening all around. It's in the news. It's in most of us can feel it. You know, it's going to be an exciting year, to say the least, and I can't wait to see what's in store. And, you know, things are going good right now for everybody because the planets are all going direct right now, all the planets in the solar system.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
a lot of good energy right now. So anyone who has projects and things like that, these next couple weeks are really good to do that and get a clear mind for the year to come, because it's definitely going to be one. It's definitely going to be one for the books. I feel
yeah.
that.
Well, it's there for anybody to grab onto, and the information is just a couple of clicks away on your computer. You know, anything you need to know, you just dial in some keywords and bang, you've got hundreds if not thousands of articles or videos or images or news reports or discussions on any subject. You can deal with any subject in a moment. You don't have to go to the library. You don't have to do any kinds of exhaustive researches outside your own home. You got a laptop and an internet connection. You got everything at your fingertips.
That's it. All right, we're going to have to cut it short there. And Dr. Mo, thank you again for joining us. And
you're welcome.
I'm sure I'll speak to you again soon, my new star brother, Lost Found.
And please send people to my site, Jonah.
Yes.
NoLostHope.com.
LostHope.com. The information on there is awesome. I went through a lot of it myself. A lot of it resonated. All of it resonated. It's all truth, and it's the same thing I'm doing. It's the same thing we're all doing. We're just trying to wake a couple people up. You know.
Yeah.
just trying to get a couple more people in line, because this stuff is happening, and we're all doing it together. Yeah. So it's a together kind of thing. So we're just trying to get everyone together. And we're going to end the show tonight with a little music from the Virgo Rising track. And again, thank the guys at BBS Radio and everyone else, angelmessage.net and cosmicconsciousness.com, and everyone else who's helped out with the show. And without further ado, a little more of Virgo Rising. And again, I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. Thank you for joining us on Starseed Energy Radio. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.